Well, we welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by NBC analyst Chris Collinsworth. We've established now in the NovaCare complex the Chris Collinsworth wing. Three straight weeks, the Eagles on NBC. And you are very familiar with the team all of a sudden, Chris. What do you think?
Very familiar. Looking forward to reuniting with some of my fans that sit right below the booth who have nothing but loving things to say. And should be a lot of fun.
Hey, they love to hate you. How about that? There's no better compliment.
You know, we were talking about it a little bit off the air, but I mean, probably this every city. First of all, it's like it's just why do you hate the and then whatever team they like. But probably the worst now is Cincinnati, my hometown. I can't even go home. It's like, why do you hate the Bengals so much? I don't know.
For the record, Chris Collinsworth does not hate the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, I don't.
In fact, it's a pretty fascinating team, isn't it?
It's a really fun team to watch. It really is. It's a, you know, there's just a new edge to what Chip is doing. And you know, I never would have believed it would have worked to the level that it has this fast. With a quarterback that most people would have thought wasn't really his style, although he will quickly tell you, my style is whatever my players can do, you know, and then I fit my offense around it, not the other way around. But, you know, LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, and you know, Brent Celek and some of these guys, the Zach Ertz, they're just such young, talented, energetic. And whatever the hell this sports science thing is, seems to be working. I want some of these protein shakes or whatever they're drinking because none of them are hurt. They're all healthy.
We see what you speak about in here, what you speak about during a game. You also have time with Chip during a production meeting, which I would imagine is pretty interesting time to sit down and swap ideas and learn from Chip Kelly. What have you learned from him?
You know, I think the number one thing is that he's just like that. Nothing seems to faze him. I mean, he really there's not like this mad scientist thing that I kept wanting to create in my head. You know, he's a very straightforward football coach. He just has very legitimate answers to what you have to say. I thought he did a good job incorporating some people like Shermer and Davis, you know, with some pro background so that at least personnel-wise you start to have some idea of what's going on. But everything he says has a legitimate, logical reason for it, even though it is outside the norm. I mean, I've never been to a Friday practice. We go to Friday practices where they kind of do walkthroughs and then they run on Saturday. I've never seen that before, but I love people that take the world, flip it on its head, look at it from the other side, and come up with a different plan that works.
Yeah, and how about from the X's and O's standpoint, Chris? Is the stuff that he's doing different than you see from one team to the next?
Well, yeah, it is a little bit. I mean, obviously motioning your top wide receiver into the backfield all the time and crisscrossing him with LeSean McCoy. But for the most part, there's a lot of West Coast principles in there. They do a lot of interesting stuff with the hurry-up offense. But probably the thing that he does best is spread the field. I mean, at any given point, you know, that we always get that coach's angle tape where, you know, the all 22 and they look like ants out there on the field. But with this offense, you really have to, you know, use the full wide angle
because they're stretching the field.
They're going sideline to sideline. They're going vertical. They're going down the middle. And for a defense, that's the toughest thing to see. But that's honestly what you're going to see with the Saints this weekend, too.
Right.
These two may be the two best teams at doing that.
The Eagles, from the Chicago game to the Dallas game, the Eagles didn't seem as much razor sharp on Sunday and Arlington, Texas. Do you agree with that? Do you see a big difference between the teams?
Well, let me just say this. I thought the Dallas Cowboys played better than they are. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, one last stand by the Dallas Cowboys, and they gave it everything they had. I just went back and watched the tape at 2 o'clock in the morning last night. But it was the Cowboys' defensive line played their tails off. I mean, they just played as hard as they could, and they gave them a good game. I don't care who you're in this league. You go on the road in a playoff atmosphere and get a win, that's impressive stuff.
What are you looking for on Saturday, Chris? What are this to me, two teams, they score a lot, they put pressure on the quarterback, they think outside the box, could be a lot of points scored, I don't know.
You would think a lot of points, but you don't know in this situation. And with Drew Brees, the hardest thing with him is to get pressure on him. I know the Eagles have done a pretty good job. They're willing to take some chances and blitzing and coming after the quarterback. But with Drew Brees, does it help you or hurt you to blitz him? Because more often than not, you're not going to get there. You're taking people out of coverage, and they have pretty dynamic playmakers down the field. But for the most part, it is Drew Brees' ability to read the defense, to get the ball out of his hands, and to almost never throw it to the wrong person or the person that's covered in the process of the play. He and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady are kind of masters of that. If you get close to him, he's going to throw the ball away. He's not going to take sacks. So this is it'll be a great challenge.
How has Nick Foles played in the 2 weeks that you've really, really, really watched him?
Well, you know, I mean, goodness knows, everybody knows what the issue I have with him. You know, I'll tell you, trying to be tactful. I'll tell you flat out. You know, I was talking to the Dallas Cowboys about playing Nick Foles, and their opinion, you know, was that you get around him and you're going to impact him. You know, you don't necessarily have to sack him. But let's face it, I mean, what Nick Foles has done, and I hope I said enough of this too, has been pretty remarkable. Yeah. I mean, this is a young man in his second year that when he gets time to throw the ball, my personal opinion is that when he gets his feet planted and is, you know, looking down the field, that he's incredible. When he's moving to the right, you know, he made a couple of plays in there, but I think he is a Tom Brady, Peyton Manning pocket passer who moves around a little bit and makes some plays, but he is so determined to not have a turnover and not throw an interception. I think occasionally he takes sacks that he doesn't need to take, and I think as he continues to grow as a quarterback, he'll know exactly where the check down is and either complete it or get the ball on the ground and not take the sacks, because, you know, whatever it was, 5 sacks in the game the other day. You know, Dallas is good, but they're not a great pass rush team. So, you know, that's the next step of the development, I think, for him. And it's nothing personal.
Yeah, and he's a second-year quarterback who's thrown 27 touchdown passes and 2 interceptions this year. But there are flaws in every young player's game.
If you tell me my guy's throwing 27 touchdowns and 2 interceptions and he's taking sacks, I think the second highest sack rate, you know, of the guys that are of the top-end guys. But that's, you know, is that a flaw? Some people would say it's a strength because he doesn't have the interceptions. But if you have 5 sacks in a game, and if they happen on 5 different drives, more often than not, you're not scoring points on drives where you get sacks. Now, this crazy team, sometimes they pick up second down and 25, you know. But this is, you know, that's something. Could he do it a little bit better? Yeah, I think he could.
Cold weather and impact, Chris?
You know, Drew Brees played quarterback at Purdue, and what did he forget to throw the ball? Nicole, you know, how to do it? I don't think so. But maybe the better way of looking at it is they're a very good team on the road. They're unbelievable in that dome. Al and I are getting to the point we don't even want to do a Saints game down there because they just slaughter people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they destroy them down there. So at least it balances the deck a little bit when you come back and they're playing outside in the cold. And I think that's probably the better way of looking at it. But it's an outstanding offensive team, and it all goes through number 9. That guy is he's something.
Chris, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy your few days here in Philadelphia. Eagles fans, welcome.
Tell everybody
Chris.
I said hello. It's great to see you.
Welcome
guys
Chris Collinsworth in with open arms and a hug, and he does not hate the Philadelphia
Eagles. Don't hug me. Do not hug me. I know how those hugs things go.